I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And I am coming to you live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studio. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every single day from our friends at O'Reilly. Joey Waller without headsets, I heard, which is a major violation, by the way. Major violation. We got Duffy and we got AP running the show. Hopefully you guys are having a good time. Hey, Anthony, I have an extra guest this morning. All day long, I've got somebody like Mr. Rourke back in the day on Fantasy Island had Tattoo, who could do all his work for him. I've got that this week. I've got Nick, the intern, joining me for the week as he gets ready. He's going to be a freshman at Arizona State from Olivia's school. For some reason, his parents bought a week internship with me at an auction. For him.
Well, so happy to have Nick on board today. Don't take advantage.
He has been working hard already, and I will give you Nick's stats throughout the day today. Nick's stats and Nick angles as Nick Frias, who one day will probably take my job, and then I won't have to get up at 4:30 in the morning on Sundays. When Nick takes my job after he goes to Arizona State and hopefully studies once or twice, when he takes my job someday, I won't have to get up at 4:30 in the morning. So it'll be a perfect thing. So we got Nick working on all the different stories behind the scenes, and we look forward to having everybody be a part of the show today. I'm thankfully still energized. Last week was my first show after Beach Week, and thankfully none of the post-Beach Week buzz has worn off. None of it's worn off. There's just a certain level of enjoyment I'm still getting and rest that I'm still getting a week later. So I'm feeling really good about that as we head into business today. I feel very energized. And part of that is this. There are years where this time of year drags. And I always say to people, if you are a aficionado of following sports radio, I will send out a tweet right around Memorial Day, right around the NBA Finals, while I say, uh-oh, we're just about to enter into Mount Rushmore season. When your local sports radio host or national one will get lazy and decide to do who's on the Mount Rushmore of the NBA right now for you? Who's on the Mount Rushmore of Major League Baseball right now? Because they've done that. That tells you, you know, the host has done no homework. They just want to take calls and they just want to sit back and put up their feet. We don't do that here. We don't do those kind of topics, but it's Mount Rushmore season in sports talk radio. But we don't do that here. So I'm always looking for angles and looking for something that's a little bit different. As we are only 6 months today, 6 months from today, you will be under the Christmas tree opening up presents. You realize that? We're in late June, folks. We're in late June, and we are 11 weeks from the NFL opening Sunday. Now, I know that gets Anthony upset. He wants to take his time and get through summer, and I get that. And as a Mets fan, I'm shocked he does. I would think he'd want summer over with quickly, like leave the car running in the closed garage quickly. But he's still optimistic for the summer. But we're 11 weeks till the NFL season opens up. But thankfully, there is something about the NFL that the NBA has learned. The NFL has learned how to make itself into a 12-month-a-year outfit. The NFL has learned how, when the season ends, that first Sunday in February, you're talking about the NFL as the late February for the scouting combine. And you're talking about the NFL on March 1st when NFL free agency begins. And then you start having the pre-draft workouts. Then you've got the NFL draft at the end of April. Then by the time you know it, it seems like we've got the June 1st cuts and we got training camp coming. The NFL has found a way to honestly, and I was trying to figure it out last night, if it's the NFL to me has found a way to make itself pretty much a 10-month-a-year sport. 10 months. not much happens in June, because in the month of June, once the mini camp begins, so when you go from like second week of the third week of June, fourth week of June, first week of July, second week of July, you go through a 4-week period where the NFL is sort of off the map. And really, after free agency till the draft, you got like a 4-week period in late March into early April where the NFL is off the map. They found a way to make themselves viable for around 10 weeks a year, which is ridiculous for a sport. That's awesome. If you can 42 weeks out of the year give content, give something that's creative, that's awesome. That you found a way to do it. Now, the NBA goes November to mid-April and then has their finals end up right around mid-June. So you're talking about November and December, and then you have them going around 6.5 months in the month of in the new year. So you got around 8.5 months of games where they can get your attention. But what the NBA has found out now is they found ways that this league now can make stories when it's not. Has this not been, Anthony, is this not the most interesting NBA offseason ever? Like by a mile? Because we've had LeBron James stories before, when a big name free agent's going to change cities and things like that. But we've never had it where so many franchises are making big, bold trades, salary cap cuts. Because of the new jump in the salary cap, you got teams with a lot more flexibility to make trades. We got free agency decisions. We got super teams potentially coming together. This has been the best NBA offseason ever.
Well, I was saying to someone yesterday, the NBA has become like the NFL, where it's become a year-round sport where you're constantly talking about it. Even now in the off season, it's a big deal, and
it's fun.
And you know, Paul George here eventually is going to get moved. I mean, Paul George will not play for the Indiana Pacers again. At some point, he's going to get traded this off season.
Now, that is one of the questions that I'm going to start with today a little bit, too, is that these NBA off seasons, and I'm going to let you jump in if you wish at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS on this. To me, what Paul George did, and I'm seeing people ripping Paul George for it, some in the media, some on social media, so fans and media members alike, ripping on Paul George for trying to force his way out of Indiana now. What I would say is, if you're an Indiana Pacers fan, thank you, Paul George. He's not screwing you over. Paul George isn't doing anything to hurt your franchise. He doesn't want to be there anymore. And you know what I like? I like a player that is honest with me, for one thing. And I like a player that is actually doing his franchise a favor. It is a favor that Paul George is doing to the Indiana Pacers, because he's telling them, next season, I'm testing free agency, and next season, I'm out of here. I'm going. I'm not going to stick around. This isn't where I'm going to be. So that way, the Indiana Pacers have the opportunity now to be able to go and make a deal for him. They can go and make a deal. And by the way, with a year left on the deal, too, you can get potential maximum value. Next year, what would you be looking at? A potential sign and trade. And honestly, sign and trade, you're trying to figure out, you're trying to fit a square peg in a round hole. It's extremely difficult by NBA standards to try to work one of these sign and trade deals. Very, very difficult. You got to keep both sides of the equation happy. You got to keep the player happy. You got to keep the team that he's going to happy. You got to make sure that the team that's doing the sign and trade has got the availability to make themselves a great deal that's going to help their franchise down the line. It's not easy. But what Paul George has done is he's told the Indiana fans right off the bat, he's not playing games with you. He's saying, when free agency comes, I'm bolting. I don't want to play here. So go get the best you can for me now. Now. This is in contrast to what's going on with LeBron James, and we're going to get into that discussion throughout the course of the day today. But this NBA offseason, honestly, I would tell you that the last 2 weeks of the NBA, the offseason, has been better than the playoffs were. The NBA playoffs were a letdown compared to this offseason. There is more excitement about this offseason than there is about the playoff games that supposedly were there to create the excitement to determine a champion. This has been a more exciting time, more interesting, and I'll tell you, there's so many storylines I'm going to get to throughout the course of the day. I can't wait for it with you, and I look forward to having you join us aboard. And the phone lines will be open for you, too, at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS. As I told you, it is 11 Sundays until the NFL's back. Now, we're around a month away to when we will start our NFL preview, and we go through the previewing the season and getting you ready for the NFL season. So we're still like a month away from where we start that, right around when training camp begins. But I must say this about the NFL right now is it's gotten awful quiet. While the NBA has been banging the pots in the backyard like it's New Year's Eve, Happy New Year, the NFL's gotten very quiet. And I don't know what it is. Part of me says there are a lot of people thinking that the New England Patriots are far and away the best team. And that the New England Patriots, arguably, if you think that Gronkowski is back and healthy, and they've went out and they've bolstered their team, you could argue that the New England Patriots could be better than the team that walked off the field on Super Bowl Sunday. They actually are a better team. So I'm wondering to you, and we're going to get into it a little bit later on in the show today, is your team better? Are you better? Are you a better team today than you were the team that last walked off the field? I would think in every NFL city, every fan base is saying, yes, we're better. We've had free agency. We've had the draft. We're better. Sure, we're better. Yet when we go into the season, it is a statistical like fact that around 20 to 25% of the teams each year are going to do worse than they did the year before. It's a fact. That's going to happen. So maybe one out of three teams is going to do worse than they did the year before. Yet all of us think our teams are better. We all think they're better. That's what the NFL's offseason is about, getting yourself better, and it's been an exciting one, but it's gotten awful quiet.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.